This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A documentary focuses on how the high rate of missing and murdered Indigenous women is impacting tribes, families, and communities in Montana. As Aaron Bolton reports, the film is aimed at calling policymakers to action.
The documentary crew has been filming on reservations throughout Montana. The film is funded by the Blackfeet Nation from the northwestern portion of the state. Tribal Business Council Chairman Timothy Davis says the documentary will advocate for more federal resources and collaboration between tribal, state, and federal law enforcement.
You know, evidence found, how are we pursuing this? Are we getting close? Do we have any leads? That type of stuff. And just not being in the dark, we wanted to be out front.
The tribe asked the social justice-based Global Indigenous Council to create the documentary. Acting President Tim Rogers says the short film will specifically cover the lack of financial resources behind legislation regarding missing and murdered Indigenous women and underlying issues like poverty and drug addiction.
They'll show it to different senators, different congresspeople, different officials in a public policy environment. And once again, that'll stimulate them to action. We don't want to hear any more words. Words are empty. And that's what we're focusing on, is a call to action.
According to testimony given to state lawmakers last year, Native American women make up 30% of missing persons in Montana. Rogers says recent state legislation has facilitated more state and tribal cooperation, but hopes the film will spur action in Congress. The documentary is scheduled to premiere at the National Museum of the American Indian in November during a two-day festival highlighting the Blackfeet Nation. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Voters in the Muscogee Creek Nation go to the polls this week, but one of the candidates will not be eligible to win. The Tulsa World Herald reports former Principal Chief George Tiger pleaded guilty last week to one federal count of bribery. That came in connection with his work for the Alabama Cossarty Tribal Towns Economic Development Board. Felons cannot serve as principal chief, according to the Muscogee Creek Nation's constitution. However, since the candidate withdrawal period has passed, Tiger will still appear on the ballot, and any votes cast for him will be counted. There are nine other candidates on the ballot looking to succeed current principal chief James Floyd. The primary is this Saturday. If no one candidate gets a majority of votes, the two top finishers compete in the November 2nd general election. Manager for the Muscogee Creek Nation Election Office, Nelson Harjo, says if Tiger has enough votes to win or finish in the top two, the tribe will have to work with its legal advisors to discuss the ramifications. Tiger could not be reached for comment. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez signed the nation's $1.25 billion 2020 budget. The fiscal year starts October 1st. The Farmington Daily Times reports Nez expects the spending plan to be the first in a series of future reductions. The budget includes setting aside almost $11 million in a contingency fund for 2021. Navajo budget officials expect revenue constraints because of the looming closures of the Navajo Generating Station and the Kayenta Mine later this year. Las Vegas will soon see its first casino operated by a Native American tribe. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports Mohegan Gaming and Entertainment has inked a deal to operate the gaming space of a hotel that will be renovated into a Virgin Hotels property. It's currently known as the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The renovated gaming property is slated to open in late 2020. Mohegan Gaming and Entertainment will operate the 60,000-square-foot casino. Nevada regulators must still approve the deal. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The National Indian Education Association is celebrating 50 years of building education nations October 8th through the 12th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Online registration ends September 13th at niea.org. Proud to support this show.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.